Sunday, January 4th, Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. The lesson from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. In those days, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Ye princes of the people and ancients, hear. If we this day are examined concerning the good deed done to the infirm man, by what means he hath been made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God hath raised from the dead, even by him this man standeth before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." Haydock Commentary. From this passage, St. John Chrysostom takes occasion to make several exhortations against swearing and profaning this adorable name of Jesus. What profit do you propose to yourselves by abusing this name? Is it to gain credit to your discourse? So you will tell me. But believe me, you are mistaken. If people saw you respected oaths and were afraid to make free with them, then they would believe you. Not when you give them to understand that you undervalue them by your frequent abuse of them. Break, then, so profane a custom. It will cost you neither money nor labor to do so. You are not required to part with any gratification for this purpose. Use only at the beginning a little diligence, and you will easily overcome so idle a practice. Wish, and it is done. St. Peter, without fear or apprehension, openly and boldly tells them of their heinous crime, that Christ is the head cornerstone which they had rejected, as Christ himself had told them in Matthew 12:10. And that there is no other name under heaven given to men to be saved by. The Gospel from Luke chapter 2, verse 21. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Haydock Commentary. Many reasons may be alleged why our Savior submitted to the painful and humbling knife of circumcision. First, to manifest to the whole world the reality of his human nature and the difference between his divinity and humanity. Second, to show he approved of circumcision, which he had instituted. Third, to prove that he was of the seed of Abraham. Fourth, to teach us humility and obedience by observing a law to which he was not bound. Fifth, that by receiving the burden of the law, he might free those that were under the law. And lastly, that the Jews might have no excuse for rejecting him because he was uncircumcised.